HomeList.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 26, 2012. This is episode 37 of the To-Do List Home Podcast. Grow more food in less space. All new square foot gardening book review. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, recorded on The End or The Energy Never Dies from 2009. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. Subscribe to todolisthome.com podcast. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, and be our friend on Facebook and Twitter. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful links you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do list. I have said throughout my life, if you want to know how to do something, there is a book out there waiting for you to read. Today, I wish to introduce you to All New Square Foot Gardening by Mel Bartholomew. When you take ownership of your own food production, you make plans for a better and healthier future. That's why I began gardening, and I'm glad I started my gardens one at a time. I began gardening 3 years ago, and with the traditional digging in the ground and planting method. It was in June of 2009 when I first learned about Mel Bartholomew's square foot gardening method. I was listening to Jack Spirko of the survivalpodcast.com one day in the garden, and he was going into great detail about Mel and his square foot gardening book. As I listened, I was intrigued, and although I had other plans for building new gardens that summer, I knew I needed to stop those plans and have a look at this book. I first got it from a local library and was soon hooked enough to make a purchase. With the all-new Square Foot Gardening book, I learned how to plan my gardens with more precision and less waste. Mel provides easy-to-follow instructions for starting plants from seeds and how to plan for where they will fit in the grids of a square-foot garden. That's a square-foot garden with the grids. For example, one tomato will grow in one grid, and next to it you can plant 16 carrots. I also learned how to build square-foot gardens easily and cheaply. I currently have 8 of the 20 gardens on my property built according to the square foot method, and building them mostly relied on using materials that I had available around the woods and in the yard. This book also provides excellent appendixes which include detailed recommended sowing and transplanting times that can be adjusted for anywhere on earth as long as you have estimates for your local spring and fall frost dates. This is what the garden planting guide looks like. And if you go to the todolisthome.com website, in the show notes you'll find a download for planting times. You'll also find this in the download section. And the planting times are based on advice that I got from Mel and his accurate chart. I also learned how to grow plants vertically, which permits more food to be grown in less space. My neighbors have been here for 40 years and they have never seen anything like my tomato, cucumber, and sunflower gardens. Have a look for yourself at todolisthome.com and check out the production pictures located in the right margin. What I think is really great about this book are the profiles Mel provides for the most popular vegetables, herbs, and flowers and their growing cycles. The all-new Square Foot Gardening book also has excellent, easy-to-follow instructions for extending your growing season. With a little extra work and material, I grow tomatoes, peppers, lettuces, and radishes well into November. It's important to note that Mel presents ideas for getting people with disabilities involved in gardening, and the elderly as well, because this is a less strenuous type of gardening. This proves that anyone can and should garden. The section on composting allows the reader to apply new knowledge immediately. Although it's winter here in Northern Virginia, and quite possibly where you are, you can begin composting anytime and be prepared to provide your gardens with vital nutrients just when they need it most in the heat of summer. This book is a must-have reference for anyone who wants to build easy-to-maintain gardens. Beginning gardeners will benefit from learning the basics of sowing seeds and growing transplants without waste. Expert gardeners will benefit because the book introduces permaculture without calling it that. The ideas that the new all-square-foot gardening book presents with companion planting allow for more productivity while keeping gardens pest-free and pollinator-friendly. We don't want to use pesticides, and square-foot gardening allows for healthy and productive plants without harmful chemicals. People who wish to garden inexpensively will benefit from this book because Mel focuses on getting the reader to gather as much free material for their gardens as possible. This includes soil building. A few words of caution if you wish to start building square-foot gardens. First, consider combining hugelkultur techniques to square-foot gardens. For example, layer the bottom of your beds with large logs, tree limbs, branches, whatever you can find based with wood, and build the beds higher than Mel's recommended 6 inches. Be careful where you place your gardens. Check out episode 35 where I emphasize the importance of calling 811 to mark your utility lines. This book is available for $12 and would make a great gift for gardeners of all ages and experience and anyone interested in producing more food for home and market. A link to the book can be found in the show notes and book list at todolisthome.com. Thank you for watching and listening. Now go and do something to get ready for your spring and summer gardens.